be still shooting all next year's deer.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Tuesday morning. Text line, you want to be in touch with the program? 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, he is our senior United States Senator, also candidate for governor here at Alabama. Always a pleasure to bring on Tommy Tuberville. Coach, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good up in the big district of Columbia, and there's so much going on up there, Jeff. The government's supposed to be closed down, but there's more going on right now than ever since I've been up here for 5 years. So it's just another day at the clown show.
Clown show is right. Hey, before we get into the clown show, real quick, what's your assessment of football right now here in the state of Alabama?
Well, I'm just disappointed watching all of what's going on across the country with this NIL and all the money that these kids are making. And I don't mind them making money, but you don't know who's on the team. It's just you have to keep up with it and have a new roster every year. But I think it's very competitive in the SEC. I don't see really a standout football team. I don't think anybody has seen one, and I think it's going to be a race to the finish. And same thing in the Big Ten. Who is it? Oregon and Ohio State. And, you know, you just don't know from one week to the next who's going to show up for any team. I know Auburn's struggling right now. Alabama's getting better. I saw them play Wisconsin a few weeks ago in their big win over Georgia. Now this week's going to be a huge game for Auburn. So it's going to be interesting because very seldom does Georgia lose two games back-to-back. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, looks like Alabama's really figured it out. And, you know, Vanderbilt, probably more of a formidable opponent than they've ever been. But they look like they've turned a corner from the Florida State game.
Yeah, you can tell there's more continuity. They're learning more and more about the offense and defense that the new coach brought in last year. Vanderbilt's still Vanderbilt. They got a good quarterback. Alabama didn't play that well the first half, but you can tell better teams play better the second half. They made adjustments and they got better and took over the game. Again, it's just week to week. You know, again, the competition is very, very comparable on almost every team. And, you know, it's just there's not an outstanding football team out there that just can say, hey, they're just going to dominate anybody if they play great. You got to bring your A game. And so it's going to be an interesting fight to the finish, to the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. Probably not a real fun one for Auburn fans, but that's yet to be determined. Hey, been spied on lately, Coach? It's a criminal probe or something trying to overthrow an election, but this seems very troubling, actually, even though I kid.
You know what's amazing, Jeff, is ever twice a year, maybe once a year since I've been here, you go with these meetings and these IT people come in and tell you, you know, how to handle your phone, especially when whether you're in the country or out of the country. You go out of the country, they give you a burner phone basically because you're going to get tapped by China or North Korea or Russia or whoever. And they tell you pretty much the same thing how to handle it when you're in country. Well, they didn't tell us anything about the United States government spying on us, and which they did. I think there was eight of us, and we were just brought into a briefing yesterday by Dan Bongino, and we had no clue while we were going in there. We'd go in and say, hey, listen, you've been compromised. Your phone's been compromised by the Department of Justice, the Biden Department of Justice, and they got all of our phone calls. They're only one step in, and I think in the next week or two they'll find out any content that they tried to get of the phone conversations. And it's just a shame. We all knew that the Biden administration was corrupt. Joe Biden really had nothing to do with it. They were kind of a rogue organization, that administration, because there was no leadership other than probably Barack Obama and some of those people. So, but yeah, spied on by your own government. Well, you know, well, how far have we dropped?
What should happen here to these guys? Should I mean, we talk about accountability. Should there be criminal, you know, a criminal side to this, repercussions for those who engage in this?
Yeah, you got to find out where it started. We know that Jack Smith, through the Department of Justice, went after our phone logs, and whether they were tapped or not, we don't know. But it had to go through Christopher Wray, the FBI director. My goodness, surely to goodness, he knew what was going on. And but you just don't know how deep it goes. You don't know who knew about it. But what happened is Jack Smith basically called up on a group, a committee of FBI agents to go after our phones. And they did it. And now, again, that's as much as we know to this point. More and more is going to come out. I talked to Cash Patel last night, and he said they're on it. They're going after everybody. Now, how we found out about this was a whistleblower. People in all the agencies now are just, they're singing like canaries about what the Biden administration did during their 4 years. So they don't want to go to jail. So they're out there singing, hey, this is what happened. This is what we were told to do. And this is just one part of it. So you're going to see all kinds of things come out from all agencies when all these whistleblowers are identified and then they start talking about it publicly.
Coach, shutdown. What does that look like? Is there any, I guess there's no reason at this point to be optimistic, but where do you see this going with the Democrats, Chuck Schumer?
Well, here's the whole thing about it. They say that they won't continue the subsidies for the Obamacare, which was jacked up during COVID, $50 billion, which is a joke because most of that money was used towards illegals. It wasn't really used on taxpayers and the fraud. The fraud was just, it was just outrageous. And we know that. And then what they're doing, they're going through it. But the Democrats don't care. It's their voters. It's their voters, the illegals. And so they're trying to take care of them. The shutdown, we don't see much of really anything public coming out about anything being affected by shutdown. We got 3 million government workers. One thing we do need to shut down is about half of those people. It has been bloated. There's not a lot of work for a lot of them. They start out pay of over $100,000. Then you can't fire them. But during a shutdown, you can reassess and do as much right. as you possibly can to help the taxpayer. So that's where we're at. And I don't see the Democrats working towards any kind of resolution. They do want to take away the rural health care we passed in Obamacare, which in Alabama, we're going to get $100 million a year for 5 years. That'd be devastating because we've been counting on that. And so, but they want to take that away because their voters are urban voters. They're not in the rural areas. They could care less about rural people. And we're a rural state of about 60% in Alabama, so we need to protect that.
Joined by Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. But Coach, this is what it looks like to me. Essentially, the entire Democratic Party is being held hostage by Chuck Schumer, who's worried about a primary against AOC in New York City or New York State. And you got to wonder at some point if some of these other Democrats, and I'm not just talking about the Fettermans and the, you know, the Angus Kings or whoever, but some of these other guys are like looking like, hey, I can't be held to this standard of what the far left in New York City and in the outer boroughs of New York City want, you know, in a Democratic primary.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, Chuck Schumer hadn't told the truth since he's been here. I mean, all he's done is carry the flag for the Biden administration, the Obama administration, and they've done nothing for the American people. They just stole. They're corrupt. They bloated the federal government. They opened the borders, and they did all those things for the benefit of themselves, not for Americans. And so Chuck Schumer is going to pay the price for this. I think AOC will eventually probably run against him. And, I mean, he'd be way down in the polls against her because he really hasn't done nothing. He's actually destroyed the Democratic Party by trying to play the fence. But, again, AOC, she's a socialist. And so it's like everything else in this country right now. We're being overrun, whether it's by different religious groups like the Muslims coming into the country in terms of pushing this Islamic terrorism. All these things are kind of bloated around America now, and President Trump, he's fighting for air. He's fighting to try to keep the American taxpayer from having to deal with all this. But I tell you, it's tough times, and Chuck Schumer has been right at the forefront of it and probably going to pay the price if AOC decides to run against him.
Let's move back here to Alabama. Obviously, Saturday night in Montgomery, what a tragedy shootout there downtown Montgomery. You have been consistent on this about more of a presence, even if it is National Guard or something in Montgomery. But that situation's out of hand. What do you see there? And, how does this, now that we've seen this, does this require more action, you think?
Oh, it's going to require more action as we go. I think, if you go back and look, it really got bad with the inner city Montgomery. The city police were overwhelmed. And I think the governor got involved in this and brought in the county police, the sheriff's department, and the state patrol. And they calmed it down to some degree, but it looks like it's grown to another level. And if it grows to another level, what do? You go to the next level of people that help control the problems that you're having, and that's your National Guard. And obviously this mayor doesn't care anything about that. He's running on the Democratic side of trying to make a name for himself, try to fight back against America, so to speak, fight against law enforcement. And it's not going to do anything for our state capitol. It's absolutely a disaster. And hopefully something is done. But that'll be one of the things that I'll do very quickly. We will take our streets back over. We're not going to be overrun by the thugs across this country. It's not going to happen.
Well, just generally speaking, you got to have a state government that functions. It's got to be in a safe place. And look, the Washington, D.C. experience for you is probably similar, that Donald Trump had to have the National Guard there. It was out of hand. You can't have the function of the federal government in a place that is descended into anarchy. And there's sort of a parallel here with Montgomery and what's going on here in Alabama.
Yeah, we're smaller scale there in Montgomery or Birmingham or Mobile or Huntsville, all our larger cities. You're going to have problems, have been having problems, but fortunately we've had law enforcement been able to handle it. But now it's got to a point where people don't respect law and order because all this defund the police nonsense from the Democrats. And so President Trump has taken over up here, and we have a pretty safe place to live now in Washington, D.C. It's cleaner. People are being respected. Law enforcement is backing the National Guard. But then you go to Chicago or Portland, and they're rejecting the National Guard, the governors and the mayors, because they're Democrat socialists, and they do not want law and order in their cities. They want to be able to let their people do what the heck they want, and that's not what this country is made of.
Last question, and we'll get you out of here on this tangent, but what do you make of the scuttlebutt about Paul Feinbaum seeking to be your replacement potentially?
Yeah, I've talked to all of them. I've talked to Steve Marshall and Jared Hudson and Barry Moore and Paul Feinbaum called and asked, just asking questions about the job and what I thought about it and what type of person needed to be in Washington, D.C. representing the people of Alabama. And as I told Paul, who's a good friend, has been for a long time, I'm not getting involved, but here it is. This is what I see. This is what I did to when I was well known like Paul, people didn't know my politics. And I don't know what he's going to do, but if he does it, he's got to go tell people why he's doing it, not just who he is, which people already know, 100% name ID, but he's got to tell people his politics and what he believes in and what he's going to try to do. So is he going to do it? It sounded pretty strong. Now, again, he's going to have to make that decision, and we'll see how far that goes. But it's going to be a it's going to be a hard race. It's only like 6-7 months now to the primary, so it's going to be an interesting time.
Did you start a trend here? Because, like, you know, Bruce Pearl flirted with the idea. I hear A.J. McCarron's name has come up. I think he might take a look at Lieutenant Governor or something like that. And then, obviously, Paul Feinbaum. I mean, there's something going on here, it looks like.
Well, I think people are starting to worry about their country, and hopefully so. You know, we've got some good people up here, but there's a lot of people who don't need to be here. They've never had any, they don't have any leadership skills. They don't know how to make a decision on their own. They're followers instead of leaders. We need leaders in Washington, D.C. I don't care if you're a plumber or an electrician or you've owned a business. We have a lot of lawyers here. For some reason, this job, everybody looks at it, well, you got to be a lawyer. No, you don't. No, you got to be an American, and you got to believe in this country, and you got to come make decisions for the country, all people in this country, and you got to protect this country, and that's what it's all about. And so this nonsense of, hey, you've got to know the law, that's the biggest crock of crap I've ever heard. You just got to come up here and work and understand. I've read more in the last 5 years than I've read in my life. I've learned a lot about everything that's going on. But I've told you this, our country's in bad trouble. And we didn't get here because of people that had great leadership skills. We had people that came up here just because they wanted to have a senator in front of their name. And, you know, they had no clue how to make any kind of decision. So all these people running in Alabama for my position here, I think have good leadership skills. And they're doing it for the right reasons. So we'll get somebody good, and hopefully they can come up here and make a difference.
Coach, got to leave it there, but you're always kind to come on this program. We'll do it again soon.
All right, Jeff. Thank you.
All right, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5.